The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Are you deceived? If so, why? Is the whole world deceived? What does it mean to be deceived? The word deceived or deception means to make a person believe as true something that is false or something that is a lie. Has that ever happened to you? It also means to delude, fool, trick, beguile. Now that's what Satan did to Eve in the Garden of Eden. And in John 8, Christ told us that Satan is a liar and the father of it. Now if you would ask yourself if this world and our nation and our businesses, our educational system, our government's operations, our advertisements, if all of them are based on 100% truth, what do you think your answer would be? I don't think you would be surprised as to the answer you would give yourself. This world started off in deception. There is a great deceiver which is very active, very busy, very professional, very experienced at deception. Now this deceiver works undercover. He doesn't want you to know he is around. That in itself is a big part of his deception. He doesn't openly appear. He isn't any different now than he was in the day of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He appeared to Eve in the form of a serpent. He deceived Eve to believe a lie. He always disguises himself so you don't know that he's around stirring up trouble, trying to deceive everyone in every way that he can. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 1, notice what Paul had to say about this great deceiver. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Paul is speaking about the true ministers of Jesus Christ at that time and down through the ages, how they would be until the return of Christ and even after the return of Christ for that matter. Notice in verse 2, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. True ministers of Jesus Christ will not water down the word of God for any reason. And that's what Satan wants you to do. They will not water down the word of God for any reason, whether to get your financial support, or to draw a big crowd or a big following, or to become rich and famous, or for any other reason, not even to save or to spare their own life. A true servant of God will not live a deceitful way of life. They will not tickle the ears of those that want to hear smooth things instead of the truth, God's word. Paul said he was preaching and teaching the truth, even though he suffered for that. Now verse 3, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those or hidden to those or from those who are perishing. The truth is a mystery and is hidden from those which are deceived. This world, you and I have good reason to be deceived and not realize the truth when we hear it. We have good reason for not trusting people today because we are living in a deceived world. We are living in Satan's world of deception. Paul makes it very plain that it is Satan's world and that he is the ruler of it. Notice in verse 4, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Satan has blinded or deceived the mind of everyone that doesn't believe the word of God. Everyone has been deceived sometime in their life, and Satan tries to keep everyone deceived all their life. He has done a good job deceiving and keeping mankind deceived. This world operates on the way of Get. That is Satan's way. And he has enticed and persuaded man to be his servants without man realizing he is serving Satan. He truly has blinded the eyes of this world. Deception is his game, and deception is his aim. Didn't he deceive Eve as quickly as he had the opportunity? Yes, indeed he did. Notice this account in Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Now Satan asked Eve a question, and Satan knew what God had told Eve. Actually, Satan was speaking through the serpent, but he didn't let Eve know it was Satan, the arch enemy of God and man. He still stays hid to this day, but he is perhaps more busy deceiving and causing trouble today than ever, at least from the time of the flood. The Bible tells us he will become more busy and more angry as he sees his reign on the earth is closing in on him. Notice this in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, beginning verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Notice that, my friend. It says Satan deceives the whole world. That means everyone has, at some time in their lifetime, been deceived. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. This verse is speaking of the very end of this age, and perhaps within 3.5 years of the end of Satan's rule of the earth and the return of Jesus Christ. Verse 9 says, That serpent of old, yes, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, who appeared in the Garden of Eden and deceived Eve. So the world we live in started off in deception, and Satan hasn't let up on his work of deceiving this world to this day, and he won't let up as long as he is running loose and free. Verse 10, Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Satan no doubt even lies to God about those saints which are struggling to obey the word of God. No doubt he brings false accusations against God's people, probably even trying to deceive God about his own elect. Satan's deception is far and wide, and in various ways. He doesn't miss an opportunity to do his dirty work. Continuing here in verse 11, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Those that are freed from Satan's deception, his way of life only comes by the blood or the grace of Jesus Christ and by the word of their testimony, meaning obedience to the word of God. And verse 12, Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. Satan has been and is today very busy deceiving and causing trouble. But when his time is just about up and he finally realizes that he hasn't accomplished his purpose of destroying the church of God, his anger will wax hot. Yes, his anger will wax very hot. That's why God says, Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. This is no doubt the beginning of the great tribulation that Christ is speaking of here, which God says is going to be the worst time that could ever come on human beings, or that would ever come on human beings. He will make his final attack on the true church of God, or the body of Jesus Christ. Back to Genesis 3 now, beginning in verse 2. And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Think about that, my friends. Eve knew what God had told her and her husband Adam, but yet she allowed Satan to sway her. That shows you the power that Satan has, or at least gives you a glimpse of his power, that he has to sway you to follow him and his way. And verse 4, And the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die. Now that's when false religion and a false educational system began. Verse 4, Even though Eve knew what God had said, yet Satan deceived her and made her believe his lie. Now what that lie really amounts to, as I've mentioned, is the false teaching of the immortality of the soul. It got a counterfeit religion underway that is so prevailing today. It started a false educational system based on the way of Get. Now you could ask yourself, and maybe you should ask yourself, if mainstream religion is based on 100% truth. Ask yourself, is mainstream religion based on 100% truth? What would be your answer? Well, I hope you know the right and the truthful answer and have the courage to admit it. You see, Satan has a counterfeit religion, and it began in the Garden of Eden. Down through the history of man, this world as a whole has been deceived into a false counterfeit religion and a false educational system, all based on the way of Get. In Genesis 3, verse 5, continuing here, "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Yes, Satan was telling Eve and made her swallow this lie. You can make your own way apart from God. You don't need God telling you how to live your life, what to do, when to do, or how to do it. And he sold Eve on that. Satan has deceived man into thinking he is as smart as God, and that he can build his society in a good way without the help or the input of God. False religion, false education, and you could say all evils we have with us today has its roots in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve thought it was best to disobey the true God. Well, has it worked, my friends? And it seems that's where we are today. We have a couple of articles that you need to read. Will help you to understand more about Satan and his deception, what he has been up to and what he is up to, and what he's trying to do. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and request those articles, Satan's Lies and Trusting in Lying Words. That's two articles, Satan's Lies and Trusting in Lying Words. And all you need to do to receive those articles, they're free of charge, of course, is to call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com, or go online, order online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up in your area. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you understand His Word and live the way that God has commanded you to live. It will pay big dividends to get in line with God. You know, God says He's with those that are with Him, and you can be with God, and God wants to be with you, and God will be with you if you are with Him. Don't trust in lying words. Don't believe Satan's way. Put your hands and your trust in God. Goodbye, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.